are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are back like Julian Edelman. Hopefully. Welcome to Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Today, we are chilling, doing some best ball. We got a draft going. It's going to be great stuff. Wait a minute. I forgot to ask. How you doing over there today, Trey?
Doing great, man. Ready for some best ball. I'm excited to do it. We love to play drafts, and we love some best ball, so we'll get into it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get into it, baby. This draft's about to start. Let's get it rolling.
It's best ball, boys.
That it is. And we're going. Draft is starting in 30 seconds, I think it says.
We got the 8th spot.
Sitting at the 8th. All right. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I haven't done a ton of best ball, but we're going to get it going. I've done some research. We're going to see how it goes.
Yeah, we're going to rock it out.
Mm-hmm. 30-second pick clock. It's going to get wild. That's for sure.
8 spots tough, too.
Yeah. You'll be able to see who the top guys are, Trey. So, I mean, I'm going to be on my phone over here maneuvering around. I feel like that's probably going to be the easiest way.
Yeah.
But should be fun. You know, best ball is a little different. You got to just grab your guys, you know, get them and make it work. I mean, it's going to take your best scoring guys throughout the year. So you want to get guys that are going to have big weeks, big jumps in productivity. All right, we're underway, and looks like Christian McCaffrey is the first one off the board.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
What are we looking at?
Jefferson.
Yeah, I would say Christian McCaffrey has had a little bit higher upside than Jonathan Taylor in the best ball. I think, you know, he probably has bigger weeks if he stays healthy.
Somebody went Jefferson second, and then Taylor third. There goes Cooper Kupp. You're starting to see that. The higher I've found, the higher you get in best ball tournaments price wise, the more experienced players are there, obviously, and the more people seem to care and are really trying to aim for that wide receiver floor, because that's what you're looking for, a big floor. And we're up in one pick, Trey.
And if we can get Derrick Henry at the 8th spot, I'm feeling that.
Yeah, but we're not gonna, because he's gone.
Yes, sir.
So Dalvin Cook, Najee Harris, Joe Mixon, Saquon, Swift.
I think it's Dalvin all day. I think Dalvin's going to have some crazy weeks, you know, where he does those 60-yard takeoffs for touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He is our guy, officially. Dalvin Cook at the 8th, up in 8 picks. I found that nailing a couple of good workhorse running backs in the beginning, and then that way you can load up on wide receivers later, because those guys that I like, those seconds that you say are bandy-type picks, are going to be, you know, really good in this format, I think.
Well, and here's the deal. You know, where did you draft Jamar Chase last year?
7th round.
Exactly. So we need to find our 7th round Jamar Chase and not worry about taking a Jamar Chase in the first.
For sure. For sure. Too rich for my blood. Up in 7 picks, some of the running backs still on are Jamar's still there, actually. Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Debo Samuel. But running back wise, what are you feeling about Pierce, man? Marlon Mack got the axe today, man. Yeah. Pierce is looking more and more like the guy.
It's exciting, but I feel like people are going to get too hype and they're going to take him more higher than I want to see him go. So
too rich for your blood, huh?
I just have to watch the roster and see what it looks like when it comes time for him to be on my team.
Mm-hmm. 3, up in 3, Kelsey goes. Let's see. Mixon's still there. No, he's not. Mixon's gone.
Saquon's still there, though, baby.
I like Swift, too, though. Oh, Saquon's not there.
Yeah.
What about Fournette?
I like Swift, too.
Swift? Okay. We got Swift.
I think if Swift is still there, then he's the dude, but.
He's still there. They took Aaron Jones. We're up. We'll go Swift.
I think that's the move, yeah.
We will pick him swiftly.
Right.
I know it's bad luck to watch Hard Knocks from what I understand, but he's looking good on Hard Knocks, man, and they believe in this kid, and they want him to do good, and hey, I want him to do good now, especially.
Right.
All right, so we have gotten Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift. What do you think? Wide receiver time, or if a
I
good
think
running
I back? Think I think we look at wide receiver. But you know, depending on where the running backs are, you know what I mean. Like, I doubt Javonte Williams makes it back around, but that's the kind of guy that could have some high volatile weeks where he just takes over the backfield. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. But Fournette goes over Javonte. You know? Yeah. Damian Pierce is up there smiling at me, bro.
Yeah. In the third round, man. That's a lot. That's
I know, bro, but he's just I got a feeling about this kid, man. I mean obviously
everybody's got a feeling about
all the signs are saying that he's gonna be the guy, but obviously he's on the Texans though, and that's right. The problem.
And Javonte Williams goes. Tyreek Hill is still there.
Yeah.
You saw that 51-yard deep.
Ooh. That was fire. They did that shit on purpose, huh? They were just like, let's do it. Let's show them what's up. Play one, bro. Can they hold that? Can they do that all year? That's the question.
Watch and see, baby. That's gonna be the connection right there.
Let's see here. Wide receivers still on the board. Mike Evans, A.J. Brown, T. Higgins. Pity City is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time I say somebody's name, bro, they go. Yeah. We're up in five. I like James Conner this year. He was a touchdown machine last year, but we probably want to start grabbing some wide receivers, yeah?
Yeah, I know we need to get a couple of the elite ones, you know, like a man, if Mike Evans somehow makes it back to us, I think that's a stellar pick, but I know that there's so many wide receivers in Tampa, dog.
Mike Evans is gone, buddy.
Yeah.
So we won't have to worry about that. A.J. Brown's Higgins, Keenan Allen. There goes A.J. Brown. T. Higgins, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton, Allen Robinson is still there.
I think it's Higgins or Sutton right here.
Higgins or Sutton. I'll go Higgins. I like Higgins.
I knew you were going to go Higgins. Yeah, because I would have went Sutton.
all of a Sutton.
That's one thing I like, though, is that we both kind of have our different guys, so we don't, you know, we have a more variety of people to talk about, so we're not both just, like, hounding the same people.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't thought about it like that, because we are in three different drafts together, buddy.
Right.
So
it's just like me and my girl, you know, she likes Fruity Loops, and I like honeycombs, you know, so we don't ever have to worry about eating each other's cereal.
I'm not a big Fruit Loops. No, I like Fruit Loops. I don't like the Fruity Pebbles, actually.
Oh, I love Fruity Pebbles, dog. And Apple Jacks, bro? Come on with the Apple Jacks.
I get down with some Apple Jacks, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch is where it's at.
Yeah. That's very basic, but I allow it.
But Cinnamon Toast Crunch is basic? That shit is bomb, bro.
I like the milk afterwards.
Oh, yeah, that's dude. I like that French toast crunch, too. Anyway, we need to start talking about fantasy football. Baby, let's go.
Fantasy cereal league. All
right. Ooh, that's a good idea. Put that in the back pocket.
Sutton, Moore, Allen, all go. Robinson goes.
Mm. I like Gabe Davis, man. I like Gabe Davis. Yeah.
I think he's really good for best ball as well.
Mm-hmm. But he's not going to be there because I just said his name, and there he goes. God, why did I say it out loud?
Bro, Jalen Waddle, dude, he's missing in action.
I know, MIA, bro. What's going on with him? He said he practiced in limited fashion today.
Yeah, he's got an undisclosed injury. What does that mean, bro?
Nothing good. Nothing good at
right.
all.
It means good for Tyreek Hill, I think.
What about Deontay in a best ball format?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what's going to go down in for the Steelers, man. Are you talking about Adams or Johnson?
Johnson.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know what's going to go down in Steeler country. You know, it could be crazy, but I just worry about Pickens taking over, you know?
Yeah.
But Johnson's a monster, man, and it's hard to not, you know, love mm-hmm. him.
Marquise Brown goes, dang, I think he would be great in best ball. You
yeah,
know he has sure. his moments where he just pops. All right, we're on the clock. Elliot just went, by the way. Zeke just went.
Yes, sir, at the 4-4. So just looking what I can see, Jerry Jeudy for the weeks that Sutton ain't the man. We got Herbert there in the fourth round.
We better pick. Juju, I'm going Deontay just because we're running out of time.
Do it.
Done. Done. Up in 14 picks. Okay, so let's take a look and see what we got going on here. We've so far have Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift, T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson. We've got two running backs. We've got two wide receivers. We're in the fifth round. Well, we will be by the time it gets back to us.
Lamar Jackson goes and Justin Herbert's still on the board. Blows my mind.
It's best ball, baby.
But I think I would have Justin Herbert in best ball more than anything because he has those freaking monster weeks where they put up 8 touchdowns as a team, you know?
Yeah.
Lamar might get 3 rushing touchdowns, but Justin Herbert will throw for, you know, 600 yards or something crazy.
There goes Herbert. Yeah. You say his name and it shall happen. Let's check out some of these running backs still on the board. Up in 9 picks, I'm going to do a little tiny scroll. But Damian Pierce is there still. Just saying. Josh Jacobs, Chase Edmonds, Tony Pollard, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think Pollard would be good in best ball fashion. He has his moments where he pops, and if Zeke gets hurt, bro, he'd be the one. But do we want to stick with our wide receivers or, you know, quarterbacks are starting to come off the board as well. Some quarterbacks that are still there are Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Trey Lance, Joe Burrow, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Dak Prescott. I think we can wait, though, another round.
I think we could get Damian Pierce in the 6. I'm thinking we grab a wide receiver
in
this round, but it's scary.
Yeah, it is.
And probably have to go quarterback in the 7th, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I like that. I like that. Yeah.
But always be ready to switch on a dime if you need to, you know what I mean? Don't lock up on a specific strategy, you know, you got to kind of be fluid with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, think on your feet because you never know what's going to happen in these things.
Got to be like a water bender, you know what I'm saying?
So we're up in 4, still on the bench wide receiver wise. Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Cooks, Rashad Bateman, Chris Godwin, Metcalf, Elijah Moore, Adam Thielen, Brandon Ayuk, Alan Lazard, and we're up in 1.
Man, out of that list you just said, the people that I think that have the highest ceiling is Jeudy and Brandon Ayuk.
Jeudy just went. Ayuk, you think?
I think so. I think apparently him and Trey Lance have been training behind the scenes for 2 years.
Well, the only thing I could say is Ayuk. I took Ayuk. We got Ayuk.
I think, you know, for regular fantasy, I think he'll have weeks where he doesn't do anything, but I think he'll have insane weeks, you know what I mean, with Trey Lance.
Which is exactly what we need in this format. So
exactly.
I like it. Let's see if my boy Pierce is going to fall to me and I don't see him. Let me see. He's gone. He went. Dang. No, he didn't. Did he?
No. I don't
see him. Oh, he's still there. Whew. But we're up in five. We can get him, bro. We can get him here. Go quarterback.
Don't say his name.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
You didn't say his whole name.
Oh, you're right. Mitchell goes. Brandon Cooks goes up in two.
Darren Waller and J.K. Dobbins are on the board. Just saying them so they'll come off.
Yeah. Dobbins is still on the board, but he'll. Josh Jacobs is still on the board. But Jalen Hurts goes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Here we go, baby. This is our last shot.
All right, let's see. They're gonna take.
They're gonna take Josh Jacobs.
They got three running backs, two wide receivers.
They're gonna.
I bet they take a wide receiver or a quarterback. Yeah, Kyler Murray right there.
Yeah,
maybe.
Possibly, we're about to find out in 3 seconds, buddy. Dobbins, it is. Let's see. Thielen is.
Thielen. Ooh, good pick.
All right, here we go. I'm taking my boy, Damian Pierce. No longer competing with Marlon Mack. All right. Up in 14 picks. Ooh, I was sweating.
Did you hear that Kenyon Drake signed with the Ravens?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like that's something to be super excited about, but I like Kenyon Drake, man. I've always liked that dude.
I wish that somebody would give him a role to really be something special because I think he has the talent. He just – Nobody knows how to coach him enough to put him in the right system, I think, is what
he did. Okay. I agree with that. He did good in the Dolphins, but that's got to tell you something about J.K. Dobbins. Is he really going to be ready like he swore he would be if they're signing Kenyon Drake, you know?
Right.
Exactly. Crazy. And if you watched our last episode, you saw us talking about the punt god. The punk guy got released from the Bills.
I know, bro. Crazy. 2 days after, they were like, yeah, we'll just drop him.
Bro, my girl is a big Bills fan. I've said this before. But listen, she told me something that really made me think. She said that the Bills have higher standards than that. And I think that's right. I think that's true.
The Bills' story was that they said this is about more than football and he needs time to figure it out.
Good.
Which is a great way to say it.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for them, man. I think that's the right move. I do. It sucks for him, especially if none of this stuff is true. But
All right. So we're up in how many?
We're up in seven. Quarterbacks still on the board. Trey Lance, Joe Burrow, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford. Do you think Stafford would be good in best ball format?
I think potentially, yeah. There's a lot of guys that I would rather have over him, you know what I mean? But I think that he could do something for sure. The next looks like four guys have quarterbacks already, so they shouldn't. I don't see them taking another quarterback right here.
Sure.
Hopkins goes, man. I know it's best ball, but it's so like, what if something happens and dude, you know, gets hurt in his first game back and then you drafted that player for nothing, bro?
I mean, then that's a dead spot. I mean, you just got to hope you drafted well enough to. Trey Lance
cover for it.
I know that's where your mind was going.
Oh yeah, baby, that's what it was.
Burrow, Jeff Wilson, and Tom Brady and Dak Prescott are still there.
What's our wide receivers we got right now?
Let's see. Our wide receivers are Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Ayuk.
So Burrow for the stack with Higgins.
It's a done deal. It's a done deal. I got him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. That's a good stack, too. Higgins and Burrow, dude. I like that. That's not something too crazy that you
have to reach for it.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I like that. All right, we got a quarterback on the roster. Let's switch it back up to wide receiver, yeah?
Yeah.
Hit them wide receivers heavy. We're up in five already. We got Hunter Renfrow, Kadarius Toney, Chris Olave Garden, Sky Moore, Marquez Valdez-Scantlin, Bobby Trees, Tyler Lockett. Pickens still there. Still this one.
I think if Lockett falls, I think he's a good dart throw. I just don't know if the eighth round is early enough to take him. But I think he'll have some weeks where he'll go crazy. You know what I mean?
It's just what he does.
Yeah. I'm not a big Hunter Renfro for best ball kind of guy. I feel like he's consistent. But he doesn't have like the highest ceiling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And consistency is not always what you're looking for when it comes to best ball.
Exactly.
I like Bobby Trees.
I like Bobby Trees, and I also like Olive Garden.
Me too. And breadsticks. Oh, I mean, yeah, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. Unlimited.
Oh. MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantlin, I think he's going to do pretty good.
Yeah, I think for best ball. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thought for best ball because he could have some crazy monstrous weeks with the Mahomes.
Goddard goes off the board. So we're up in one pick out of Valdes-Scantlin, Bobby Trees, Tyler Lockett.
I like Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
Or Bobby Trees.
Let's get that all you can eat, baby.
What round are we in?
Olive Garden. Eight?
That's the Jamar Chase pick right there, baby. Got him in the eight. Went off.
Oof. Only problem is he's against my Buccaneers in that division. So,
right. Oof.
I mean, I don't know. That scares me a little bit. What about tight end? Is it tight end time yet?
Yeah, let's look at him. Let's read him up.
Hockenson, Dawson Knox, Zach Ertz, Cole Kmet, Freiermuth, Irv Smith, Albert O. Ooh, Albert O. I like Albert O, but we might even be able to wait on Albert O and get somebody else.
I bet we could. What's the running backs that we have on the board right now?
Rashad Penny, Antonio Gibson, Miles Sanders, Kareem Hunt, Damian Harris, and James Cook. That's just the top part, obviously.
And then wide receivers, we...
Sky Moore, Bobby Trees, Tyler Lockett, George Pickens, Treylon Burks.
Honestly, that's why I have such a hard time with Burks, because I'm taking Pickens all day, and they're going right there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But Burks is... I feel like this kid's going to go off. It's like... Like we were just talking about, the Jamar Chase of last year, who everybody's trying to find, right? Think about it. Jamar had a bad camp, bad preseason, couldn't catch the ball. Everybody was down on him. Goes in the seventh round.
Goes boom. Nuts.
Biggest season, rookie season since Randy Moss.
Yeah, that's true, bro. I mean, that's got Burks written all over it.
Did I just sort of talk you into it?
Let's see. Sky Moore goes, Rashad Penny, Kareem Hunt.
Let's see. We're up in
Bobby
six.
Trees.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you see Tom Brady? Speaking of him being still on the board, did you see that he was number one NFL out of the 100?
I mean, was there any doubt in your mind? I mean,
I mean, out of all the 100 best players in the NFL?
That's voted on by the players, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean...
J.C. Jackson. I don't even know who that is, bro.
Really? J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, he's 20th.
He is like, he's a great safety. He was on the Patriots last year. Now he's on the Chargers this year. I can't believe Belichick let him go. J.C. Jackson.
I thought he was on the Chargers, but like, I guess it's because it's defensive players, and I'm such an, you know, fantasy's all about offense until you start getting into IDP like we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, and in our league, I had to switch it from flex to positionary back again, just so you know. So in the Bandy Bowl, it's going to be, DB, lineback, two linebackers, one DB, a safety, a defensive lineman, all that stuff. But we're up in two. But Burks is the top spot on the board as of right now. Tyler Boyd, Chase Claypool, Rondell Moore, Julio. Is there? I think Julio could have some weeks where he just pops.
I just think, you know, best ball is all about high risk, high reward. And that's got Burks written all over it, baby.
All right. You didn't say his full name, did you? Okay, good. Because, we're on.
I waited till we were on the clock to say
it. Oh, good job, bro. Good thinking. Burks is ours. Burks is ours. I hope his bark is worse than his bite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So far, we have got one quarterback, three running backs, four wide receivers. Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift, T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Ayuk, Damian Pierce, Joe Burrow, Chris Olave, Treylon Burks. Three wide receivers.
Gibson just went at the 9-10. And that is crazy to me. Like, the whole thing that happened with Brian Robinson and everything like that, and now it's possibly Gibson. Like, all that did was drop Gibson like six rounds, you know, in value. Mm-hmm. So it's like now he might be freaking the steal of the draft, you know what I mean, in the freaking ninth round.
Are you willing to trust him on the Commanders offense, though, and not to fumble your season away?
I know, but dude's a freaking top 12 running back the past, what, two or three years? It's like, you're getting it. If someone said, hey, if you grab this player in the ninth round, he's going to be a top 12.
We're up in one, by the way. Let's see, running backs on the board, Cordell Patterson, Tyler Boyd, Rondale Moore, Melvin Gordon, Julio, Kenneth Walker. That's what wide receivers and running backs, by the way.
I like Julio.
I do too, man. I think Julio could have some weeks.
I'm not mad at that pick.
Julio's gone. Sitting at... see, here we are. One quarterback, three running backs, six wide receivers. We may need to slow down on the wide receivers, huh?
Yeah.
Start shooting around and getting our stuff.
This one dude has three quarterbacks already. Okay, see? He took Dawson Knox.
Maybe we should go quarterback.
Yeah, what do we got on the board for quarterback?
Fields, Tua, but we're up in 10. Keep that in mind. Trevor Lawrence, Jameis Winston, Matty Ice, Daniel Jones. Oof, we better grab some quarterbacks, bro.
Here's the deal, bro. In a league that was a regular league, I would want me some Tua or some Matty Ice. In a best ball, I want me some Justin Fields or some Jameis Winston.
Oof.
Because I think they have higher ceiling weeks, but they're not going to be as consistent.
If he's still there, Jameis Winston with the Chris Olave stack.
I like that.
This has turned out to be a good one, bro.
Yeah, I'm down with it. And we're jamming and we're vibing.
Yes, sir. I can't even help it. It's just doing it.
It's a beat, baby. All right, we're up in how many picks, you say?
Six. We're up in six. No way Winston goes in five. Right. No way three people take a quarterback here, right?
Right.
I'm liking and the way
one of the dudes has three quarterbacks, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's probably done with quarterbacks, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be interested to see at the end of this, everybody's how many of who, you know, what people got. It's hard finding that sweet spot in best ball of what's the right amount of what position to get to optimize your lineup.
Alexander Mattison goes in the 11-3. I think that's value for him, because he's definitely, you know, Dalvin Cook's missed, what, three games every year for the past 4 years. I mean, those three games right there, you got Mattison as a top 10 running back.
Yeah.
Unless if he's still there.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah, exactly. We're up Winston. Yeah.
I like it.
Me too. Boom. Look at that double stack, baby. I think them stacks are where it's at in best ball, man.
Yes, sir.
So let's take a look at things. We've got two quarterbacks, three running backs, six wide receivers. Maybe we should grab a tight end, or should we go ahead and round back around and get another quarterback? Let's look at the tight ends and see what's still there. Alberto is still there. Freiermuth, Irv Smith, Hunter Henry might be good in a best ball format. Njoku, Gerald Everett, Gesicki is still there. Wow.
See, that's what I'm saying. Some of those, like Njoku, Hunter Henry, these are the kind of guys I want in best ball because they're going to have weeks that are going to be insane. And nobody's going to look at them because they've got so many weeks that they're not going to be insane. But all you need is one of your guys to go off, and then bam.
Mm-hmm. Fields is still there also. We could grab Fields, get our third quarterback. and then come back around, I think we can still manage to get a decent tight end. Don't you?
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Mariota's still there. Just throwing that out there. Just throw it out there. Mariota. See what happens.
Yeah, I think what I hear that he had the number one passer rating in the preseason.
Looking good for your boy in that 32-man league.
Right.
You know, it really hurts me to take Justin Fields, but he could have a good showing this year. Who knows?
Hey, brother, I'm undefeated in the preseason.
Hey, I mean, why do people get so excited about being undefeated in the preseason? But, I mean, I have a friend who's a Raiders fan, and she comes up to me and says, yeah, undefeated, baby. And I'm like, it's the preseason. And she's like, right. Yeah, but we haven't done that in, like, a long time.
Yeah, like the Ravens are, like, 23-0?
Justin Fields goes, bro.
Nice.
Not for us, all though.
Right.
Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Matt Ryan, we're on the clock. Daniel Jones.
I think Lawrence for the upside. I think that's a sneaky snab.
All right, Lawrence it is. I mean, Lawrence it is.
He could have some crazy weeks, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you hear they dropped Chenault?
Yeah, Laviska Chenault. He went somewhere.
He got traded to the Carolina.
Yeah, Panthers. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm excited about that, but
I mean, I'm down on Robbie Anderson because of it.
Yeah.
I feel like Chenault will take over before him, especially with him and Baker's relationship.
I love DJ Moore over there, obviously.
Right.
I mean, I think DJ Moore is going to go off this year. I wonder what's going on over in the wide receivers. Just take a look over there, see what's going on.
A little look-see.
DJ Chark, Jacoby Myers, KJ Hamler might be a good grab in best ball. Yeah. Jarvis Landry, Wandell Robinson, Christian Watson, who we don't know could have a huge ceiling. And someone else who I think people are sleeping on, he's down a little ways, but Paris Campbell, he's mm-hmm. the second on that team. You know that, right?
I got him in the 32-man league.
Yeah, I think he's going to surprise people if he can stay healthy. That's been his problem his whole career.
I'm loving me some Wandell, bro. He could be the number one guy on that team.
On the Giants, yeah.
Yes, sir. If Kadarius Toney can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny G, I mean, there's nothing but bad talk about Kenny G.
Yeah, Galladay has went downhill, man. I wouldn't be surprised if he retires. I think he'll try one more year, but I think he'll retire next year if his season goes kaput like it has been.
Yeah.
We're up in six. Tight ends still on the board. Irv Smith, Alberto, Hunter Henry, David Njoku. I think that we need to have a backup plan this time.
Rashad White's still on the board.
Rashad White.
If Fournette gets hurt.
Ooh. Yeah, we can still come back and get a good tight end. That's the thing about tight ends. We're up in four. Will Rashad White be there when we get back? So backup plan. Raheem Mostert as a backup plan if Rashad White goes. I think Mostert looked great, bro. His problem is the same as the other guys. He can't stay healthy, and he was, I believe, a track star. And
yeah,
Mostert, I like Mostert a lot, but
I think didn't I hear something where like there's a joke about him being the most hurt?
Oh, most hurt. That's so messed up, but I love it. Oh, most hurt.
Kobe Myers.
And Rashad White's gone, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Robinson? No, I'm just kidding.
All right, we are on the clock.
Zamir White or Raheem Mostert?
Zamir White, bro. Yes, Zamir White, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about Zamir White.
It did say quiet in his second preseason outing, though. He didn't do much there, but I think he's going to be really good this year.
I think he didn't do much because they don't want to put him out there because they need him.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Outlook, three quarterbacks, four running backs, six wide receivers, zero tight ends. I think we got to get that tight end, buddy.
It's tight end time, baby.
And where are we at in the draft? At the...
You know, all the tight ends I love are on the board.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Let's see here. We're up in six.
Irv Smith, Albert O, Hunter Henry. I love all these guys for high volatile weeks.
We've got four people on our team who have who are not pictured. There's no picture by their names, man.
And that's best ball, baby.
That's best ball. Joe Burrow's picture is him with a freaking turtleneck and chain on, bro.
Nice.
Up in five. Tight ends. Albert O's at the top. Hunter Henry, Gerald Everett, Gesicki, Tonyan, Hayden Hurst. Backup plan if Albert O... backup plan if Albert O goes.
Hunter Henry.
Albert O just went.
Backup plan if Hunter Henry goes.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
Hayden Hurst, Gesicki, Gerald Everett, Tonyan, Hayden Hurst. I already said that. Evan Engram.
I think Tonyan.
Really? Tonyan with Aaron Rodgers with no Devontae?
They've already established.
Hunter Henry's still there, and we're up.
That's the move.
Bladow.
TD monster.
He's always up on them TDs.
Man loves his TDs.
Yeah. He's from Arkansas, too.
Yeah. His little brother, can't think of his first name, but they were both down on Dixon Street the other night.
Gatherer.
I like that.
Oh, Hunter and Gatherer. What do you mean? They were both on Dixon Street?
Yeah, hanging out.
Oh, dang.
This dude walks up and he's like, hey, man. He's interviewed for TikTok. And he's like, hey, man, you look like you should play football. And he's like, oh, no, man, I never played any sports. And then his Hunter looked down at his brother and he said, no, really, you kind of look like that Hayden Henry guy. And he was like, and his brother Hunter a little bit too. stupid or whatever.
Hayden Henry, is that his name?
I think that's his name, yeah.
Oh.
And I think he plays for the Razorbacks this right now.
Mm, so he's going to make his way up there, isn't he? Probably.
I think there's three of them, bro. I think there's three Henrys. They're all freaking tight ends.
Hmm. I can't think of a good one. I got Hunter Gatherer, but I can't think of one more good one. All right, guys. Up in eight picks. As of right now, we have three quarterbacks, four running backs, six wide receivers, and now we have our tight end. We need some more tight ends, yeah?
Yeah, and there's a couple tight ends that I couldn't even tell you their name, but I can tell you the team that they're on. And if I hear their name, and I think there's some like comatose sleepers.
Yeah. Well, look, it's the 14th round.
Right.
Or 15th round. And there's only 18 total. So we've got four picks to make something happen here.
No doubt.
So we need some backup tight ends.
Yeah.
Because we're good on every other position, I believe. I mean, I would love to get a couple more wide receivers. I'd say two more tight ends, three total, don't you think? All right, let's start naming them, see what you think. Brevin Jordan might be somebody to watch. I've been looking
at him. What team does he play on?
The Texans.
Yeah, that's one of the guys that was comatose.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have a lot of options, man.
Exactly. Mo Alley Cox.
Yeah,
it might be his.
That seems scary, but yeah, he's had some spurts.
All right, we're up in two picks. Gesicki, Tonyan. I say Tonyan. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take Tonyan if he's there. And if he's not there, we'll figure it out in 30 seconds.
Kind of looking at everybody else. This one dude has two quarterbacks, four running backs, seven wide receivers, and one tight end.
Mm.
Tonyan's the move.
Tonyan is the move, baby.
Logan Thomas went off the board. I don't even know if he'll be healthy this year.
I'm pretty sure I thought I read something that he will be. He might be.
Last year he came back for 2 weeks. It was back out again.
Yeah, that's the scary thing, man, about best ball. Somebody gets hurt, it's just dead on your team. It's dead space, you know? It's nothing happening. But what if you know, you're really dead if you get three or four of them dudes injured, bro?
Yes, sir.
So you think we're up in four, another tight end is the move, yeah? And one more tight end. Gesicki, Hayden Hurst, Evan Engram, Noah Fant, Brevin Jordan, yeah? You think? On the Texans? Yeah,
I like Brevin Jordan.
Okay.
What else do we got on the, I keep reading down past him.
Taysom Hill. Ooh. Maybe.
I love the fact that if something happens and he becomes quarterback, which they act like that's impossible. It's not going to happen. But I'm like, there's never, you don't never say never in football.
He won some games when he was the guy. Cameron Brate's still there. But we do got a lot of Tampa, don't we? Not really.
Not too much. I don't think. Actually, I don't know if we have any but Julio.
Yeah, it's just we talked about
we talked about a lot of Tampa, but they went.
Yeah. So Brevin Jordan or Taysom Hill?
I like Brevin Jordan.
Okay. Brevin Jordan is who you like. Brevin Jordan is who we get. All right. Let's look at us. Let's see what we got going on over here.
Two more rounds.
Yep. Three quarterbacks. Four wide receivers, three quarterbacks, four running backs, six wide receivers, three tight ends.
What's the QB and wide receiver still on the board?
Up in 11 picks, QBs and wide receivers, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right, QBs, we got Davis Mills, Marcus Mariota, Kenny Pickett, Zach Wilson, Trubisky, Geno Smith. Wide receivers, which we got Zay Jones, Corey Davis, Paris Campbell, A.J. Green, Curtis Samuel, Jameson Crowder, Kendrick Bourne is still there.
Wandell gone?
Wandell's gone. That boy long gone.
I like Mariota. I also like, read the wide receivers again. What was his name? You said him.
Paris Campbell?
Yeah.
I think wide receiver is definitely the move.
Think we can get Mariota in the last round?
Yeah, definitely. We're up in eight. We're up in eight, and Paris Campbell's second on the list here. So backup plan.
Read them off again.
Corey Davis, Paris Campbell, A.J. Green, Curtis Samuel, David Bell, Jameson Crowder, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Nick Westbrook, Akina, Kendrick Bourne, Randall Cobb, Nelson Aguilar, Cedric Wilson. Cedric Wilson, I think, is going to surprise people on the Dolphins. I know that's crazy, and nobody's saying this, but I think Ceddy has a couple of games where he does some special things.
I like Nelson Aguilar.
I like Nelson Aguilar, too, but
they've been talking about him. I think somebody ahead of him got hurt, and they were talking about using him. I mean, nothing crazy, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But
what about... We think if you had to go, well, Kendrick Bourne or Aguilar, who would you take? They're both New England. We're up in one pick.
Yeah, I'm probably taking Aguilar, honestly.
All right. Oh. All right. Let me find this
for Aguilar me. Goes, but Paris Campbell's still there.
Paris Campbell it is. Wow.
Told you, baby.
Did we just do some Jedi mind trick shit right there?
Yes, sir.
This is the Nelson Aguilar you're looking for.
Well, it worked out for us anyway.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. But you want to hear something? Mariota's gone.
Dang.
Yeah. You can't win them all, I suppose. Zach Wilson, Trubisky. I think we're good on quarterback, actually.
Yeah.
I think between our quarterbacks that we got, we should be good because they can only play one. It's the best of that one. Am I wrong?
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So
I'm not mad.
Our running backs, Mike Davis, Jeff Wilson Jr. It's really looking rough.
Eno Benjamin.
We're up in four. Curtis Samuel. How about Taysom Hill? Another tight end.
Yeah. Just throw a fucking dart.
Yeah. Throw a dart.
Get that stack with Winston.
Yeah, or whatever. Or maybe the Taysom Olave stack. Who knows?
Right. Big brain thoughts. That'd be crazy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Last pick of the draft, he comes back, becomes a quarterback.
But he's in the
position.
Right. Exactly. He's in the tight end spot. Yeah, I'll tell you, when a running back throws a pass and it's a touchdown, you still get the points for the yards as if they were had to have run it, ran it.
Right.
Or, you know, like a passer would. So, yeah, I like it. I like it. He's still there.
You think Marlon Mack's going anywhere?
I don't know. I mean, if you can't make it on the Texans.
That's what I'm saying. The Texans drop you, bro.
Yeah, but like nobody could predict that Dameon Pierce was going to come in and be Dameon Pierce, right?
Tell you what, you better call the Bears. Marlon Mack.
Taysom Hill. Team is full.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's see what these last couple picks are here. Let's look at some of these teams. Got 3 QB, 3 running back, 8 wide receiver, 3 tight end.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 8, and 2.
All right. This guy's got 3 quarterbacks, 5 running backs, 8 wide receivers, 2 tight ends. Some of the running backs he's got is Eckler, A.J. Dillon, Devin Singletary, Melvin Gordon, and Jerick McKinnon. That's the guy that took Mariota, too. Team is full, and we got 3 more people to draft. Greg Dolce. I don't even know who that is.
He's a backup, I think. Yeah,
he's on Denver.
Albert O.
Yeah. Oh, Dolcich.
But I heard he played a little bit in preseason and they liked what they saw. I mean, dart throwing your last pick if Albert O gets hurt. Who knows?
Yeah. Most def. Let's take a look here. All right. So we ended up with 3 quarterbacks, 4 running backs, 7 wide receivers, and 4 tight ends. I think we got a decent balance, don't you?
Yeah, I do too.
Let's take a look. Quarterbacks, we got Joe Burrow, Jameis Winston, Trevor Lawrence. Between these 3 guys, I think we could manage to do a little bit. They're not the, you know, we've got a really good one, and we've got some you know, guys that could have a high upside, right?
Exactly. I think Joe Burrow will be consistent for us, and then we'll have some crazy volatile weeks with Winston and Lawrence going nuts.
Running backs, we've got Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Swift, and Dameon Pierce and Zamir White.
Love our running backs.
Oof. Just taking a look at this, though. 3 of our running backs have a bye in week 6.
Rough.
So we better hope Dalvin does some amazing things in week 7. Oof. Move it to the wide receivers. T. Higgins, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Ayuk, Chris Olave Garden, Treylon Burks, Julio Jones, Paris Campbell. I think we got a good little mix of people here.
No doubt.
Well, yeah, we got some potential here. And we did decent with the bye weeks here on this one, so that's good. Tight ends, we ended up with 4, counting Taysom Hill. But we got Hunter Henry, Robert Tonyan, Brevin Jordan, and Taysom Hill. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us on some best ball. We're still new to this best ball game, but hey, I think we managed to pull a pretty solid team. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button for us. That helps us out so much. Please do that now. We'll wait a second and let you do that. Hey, and while you're down there, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. We are pumping out content. The season is right around the corner, and we are about to get it rolling, baby. Thank you guys for coming out, and we'll see you guys next time.
Peace. know, the guy said in the fantasy advice, he said, why is Saquon all of a sudden projected 5 points for week one? And somebody said, sleeper app also went from 18 points to 8 for me. Must have tore his vagina getting out the shower. And then somebody said, they already know he's, they're predicting he's getting hurt by half.
Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.